You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
We are powered by the SID Media. The time is 9:48 here on Adventist World Radio. Welcome back to Mid-Morning Empowerment. We are getting in touch with Pastor Joseph Malibanga. We will be looking at Boys Banker under the topic that says stress in exam season. I think we do have Pastor on the line. Pastor, good morning.
Good morning, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm very much okay. The Lord is blessing.
Amen. Pastor, before we get into our conversation, can we start with the word of prayer?
Sure, shall we pray? Our God and our Father, we are so grateful this morning that you allow us to sit at your feet once more. We pray that as we begin our program, you are going to be with us and help us to understand whatsoever is going to be discussed. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor, today we are looking at stress in exam season. Test season can feel like a storm of stress, pressure, and late-night study session. But it doesn't have to be that way. Let's unpack some strategies that helps boys manage exam stress, stay focused, and even come out stronger on the other side. So, Pastor, what are some effective study habits that can help boys feel prepared and reduce stress?
Yes, one of the study habits that can help boys to deal with stress as they prepare for exams is create a study schedule. It's whereby you break down the study material into manageable chunks. You know, you have a lot of notes, you have a lot to study, but if you are able to break them down into manageable chunks, it really helps. Number two, active learning. It's where you engage the material through summaries and also practical questions. So studying is not enough, but at least you need to have certain activities that you should be doing as you are studying. Then you also need to review regularly of the study that you've been doing. Consistency review reinforces learning and it reduces cramming. Then practice time management. Allocate time for study breaks and relaxation. And you also seek help from your teachers, classmates, or tutors for clarification on things that you don't understand.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for that. How does regular physical activity play a role in managing mental stress during exams?
It helps to reduce stress and anxiety. It also improves focus and concentration. It also enhances the mood and boosts the energy levels.
All right. What role does sleep play in academic performance, and how can boys make sure they are well rested? Because I remember, I'm not sure if they finished yesterday or they are finishing today writing exams, metric exams. So I called my brother last week. He said, I'm studying around 1 a.m. Why are you not sleeping? Because I saw him online and I'm like, why are you not sleeping at this time? He said, I'm studying. But you're writing in the morning. Why are you not sleeping? So what role does sleep play in academic performance? And how can boys make sure they are well rested? Because if you don't rest, your mind gets tired and you get to the exam room and then you end up falling asleep. You understand all those things happen. So maybe what can they do to make sure they are well rested?
Number one, it's very important to create a bed relaxing, bedtime routine. Whereby you need to have that time of rest, whereby you don't spend much of the time. You know, it's very tiresome during the day. Your mind has been active. You've been doing all sorts of kind of things. So it's very important to have enough rest, as it helps to consolidate the memory. It helps in cognitive function. It also helps to regulate your emotions. So establishing a sleep schedule, it's very important. You need to have time to sleep and also avoid the screens before bed, as it affects the mind.
Wow, powerful one, Pastor, right there. And how can boys develop a positive mindset to tackle test anxiety and avoid burnouts?
Sure. It's important to refrain from negative thoughts. One of the things that has affected the positivity of young people is having the negative mind. But once we refrain from negative thoughts and we focus on abilities and not limitations, we can go very far in our doing of things. And also, you have positive talks about yourself. You encourage oneself with affirmations, you know. You are mindful. You practice present moments, awareness, you know. Break tasks into manageable steps. In doing that, you are building a positive mindset.
Right. Before I let you go, Pastor, here's the last one. What are some ways parents and teachers can support boys in managing exam-related stress?
Sure. First is encourage open communication, where parents are open to know how their children are faring in their academics, and they build that relationship between parents and the teacher. You know, here is a child, and parents are not aware of the academic challenge of a child. The teachers are aware. So these three parties, they should come together. There should be that open communication among the three parties, where parents are able to discuss with the teachers, so that teachers be with in helping the child, and also offer guidance on study habits and time management. It's very important that parents do that. They check up on their children to see if they are doing justice. Their parents and teachers can also help the children to set goals and expectations, and also to foster a growth mindset.
What a beautiful conversation. What a powerful one. What a nice and short conversation. Today we were looking at Boys Bank stress in exam season. If you do have questions regarding our topic for today, you can send us those questions on +27734703520, +27734703520. But for now, Mfundisi, I have to let you go. But before I let you go, can we close with a word of prayer?
Sure, shall we pray? Our God and our Father, we are so grateful this morning. In the little that you've shared, may it go a long way and assist someone who is having challenges. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Sure, you're welcome.
Amen. So our listeners at home, that was Pastor Pastor Joseph Malibanga talking to us about Boys Banker stress in exam season. If you have missed this conversation, you can go to our app and listen to it. Our podcast will be up as soon as possible. Stay tuned. There's still more to come right after the break. 10 o'clock, we will be having our music segment, Music Takeover. Send us your music request. You can request any song, any favorite, any gospel song on +27347203520. Do download our app, Adventist World Radio. Adventist World Radio, SID Media. Adventist World Radio, SID Media. And like our pages on all our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.